It's time for your favorite radio show, Dalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. Whether you are a business leader, manager, or director, then Dalama Insights offers business insights that take your business to the next level. With Dalama Insights, every Tuesdays at 07:20 hours and Wednesdays at 17:30 hours, you are guaranteed to take your business to the next level. For details, WhatsApp 0977-445-064. Or visit our website www.insightpartnersafrica.com.
Radio 4 of the Zama National Broadcasting Corporation, good morning. Imagine this, you have a brilliant business idea and you're ready to start your business. However, the whole thought scares you when you consider the statistics of startup failures. They do not paint a good picture, with more than 50% of businesses failing within the first 4 years. You may begin wondering, what is the secret behind moving from just dreaming about being an entrepreneur to actually becoming one? Well, Mukonke and I will spend the next 12 or so minutes discussing this issue. As you may already know, Mukonke is from Insight Partners Africa Limited, and she has been in business since 2013, which is like 6 years. Welcome to the program, Mukonke.
Good morning.
It is 6 years, isn't it?
Yeah, six.
It says that before that, it wasn't Insight Partners. It's grown to be Insight Partners Africa Limited.
Precisely.
Before this, it was something else.
Yeah, it was SME Accounting Services when we were just starting with a very passionate focus towards the SMEs, which we still maintain. But as we are growing, we are adding on other services that appeal to the general market.
Yeah, and 6 years is not a joke, actually, in business. That's quite a lot.
Yeah, so let's talk about that.
it's not a small number at all. Now, it's surprising that nearly everyone wants to start up a business, but very few people manage to set it up. And it sort of makes me wonder, if I may ask, what are some of the reasons why certain people fail to start up a business?
Okay, so I think from my discussions with the number of people, when I go to workshops, when I go to different events where I meet entrepreneurs, Zambian successful, these are some of the discussions we get to have, and one reason that I have gotten from most people is most people are actually afraid to lose their jobs because they are not certain if they are going to succeed if they became entrepreneurs. Because we all know entrepreneurship is really, really hard, and we see entrepreneurs struggling. You know, just look at a person who was probably well employed, maybe at a very big company, and then they quit to try to start their own business. Look at the difference between how they used to look. Maybe they used to be in an air-conditioned office, and their skin used to be really nice, and you know, suddenly they have to be their own boss, and they have to run around and they have to do everything, and you can actually see the difference, eh? So most people are afraid to lose their regular source of income. I think that is one of the biggest reason. Though they really want to start businesses, they're afraid, if I jumped and started this business, am I assured of an income? And also pressures from their spouses, especially the men, eh? If you quit your regular job, and we know that every month we're going to get an income to start something we're not really sure about because you love doing it, how are we going to eat? So most people are under pressure even from that angle, and so they are afraid to actually start their own thing. And then for others, they may want to start a business, but they don't have a clear business idea or they don't know what to do. So that is also something that prevents them from really starting their own thing. It's not really clear to them what kind of business they can pursue. And then for others, they do have an idea, but they lack certain resources. It could be financial, it could be even just soft skills, like how do I go about registering a business, employing the right people to support me, find customers. So it's also inadequate resources in this way that also prevents other people from actually pursuing their own business, and inexperience. So lack of resources also in addition to inexperience. I've never done this before. Am I going to succeed? So I think from my discussions with different people, these are some of the common reasons why people are afraid to actually start their businesses.
Yeah. Now, nowadays, we see a lot of people start up a business, then later fail to continue running it. And this has got me thinking, why do some entrepreneurs fail to run a business?
So there are quite a lot of reasons. And it's interesting to know that not one reason actually contributes to the failure of a startup. There's a research that was done in the US. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of research-based, Zambian-based research figures that we can turn to. I hope we can in future. But at the moment, there's this research that was done by a US research firm called CB Insights. And they collected information from several companies based in different industries. And they really wanted to know the major reasons why businesses fail within the first 4 to 5 years. And they did, they looked at the post-mortem. So these companies were great when they were starting out, but then they eventually died. So they looked at the post-mortem of 101 startup companies, and they came up with top 20 reasons why their startups failed. And among them, so I'm going to go through three, and one of them was there is no market need for the product. So this has to do with, you know, most people start businesses because it's the business, they have an idea that is interesting to them, or they are passionate about that idea personally. But then we don't normally tend to look at whether we are actually solving a problem that people are interested in finding a solution to. So if your business has no market need, meaning that you have a business that is providing solutions that the market doesn't need, then you're definitely going to struggle. And you find that this is the top reason why most startups fail. So it's not really cash. You can have a lot of money. Even if you have that money, as long as your business idea is not accepted by the market, they don't see it as a problem, then you are not going to have a business because they don't see any value that you are providing. The second reason is business people run out of money. And this goes to experience in terms of financial management. But also, it's also linked to the first reason of no market need, actually. You know, if you run out of cash, your business is not going to survive. And why I say it's linked is because if you don't have a market need, you won't have customers and you won't have cash. So you quickly run out of cash, and that is going to be the end of your business. So the second reason why businesses fail is that they run out of cash. For other businesses, they have a good business, it's accepted by the market, but they just don't know how to manage their finances. And as a result, they also run out of cash, and without cash, the business cannot survive. And then the third one is they don't have the right team in place. Oftentimes, I've said this, a business is not a business without human resource and the right kind of people in place. So it's interesting to know from this research that actually the third reason why businesses fail is that they don't have a right team in place. And this is a team of made up of people with different skills that work together to make sure that the company survives. You can be the founder of this business, and you might be technically experienced, or you know what you have the business idea and you know where you're taking your company. But you also need other people to support you who have the right skills. For example, if you are not a marketing person, you definitely need an expert who's good in marketing to ensure that you get the sales running through. If you are not a human resource person, you could be an engineer. You probably also need an expert who's well skilled in finding the right people to build up your team. So these are the top three reasons why businesses fail. And I'm pretty sure there are quite a number of reasons. But looking at this research, this is almost like a trend in terms of why businesses fail. But no one reason actually contributes to the failure of a business. There are so many other factors that add up to a company actually failing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a good thing there are many factors. I started thinking, no market need, and I thought of books like, you know, if you read about people like Steve Jobs and people who created Apple and these other big companies, there was no market need, but somehow they created a market that didn't exist. So I guess that's another talent on its own, isn't it?
It is, and that is why they are called entrepreneurs. You know, if you look at the word entrepreneur, an entrepreneur is somebody that creates a business almost out of nothing. Eh? Mm-hmm. It's very different from a businessman. A businessman just walks into an already thought through concept and just runs with it. An entrepreneur is a thought leader. They actually create the idea, which is why Steve Jobs and those others are actually referred to as entrepreneurs. They create a need out of nothing. And it's different. Yeah. But it's a need that people might not have been aware of.
So it was there.
It's it just was that, you know, there, but we were not aware of it until somebody spent, you know, their time, their effort to make sure that we realize that this is a need that is useful to us. Mm-hmm. you see.
It's very interesting. Okay, we'll be back shortly. For now, we'll take a short break. You are listening to the Ndalama Insights Radio Show, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa.
You are still listening to your favorite radio show, Ndalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. For comments or questions, WhatsApp 0977-445-604. Take your business to the next level with Ndalama Insights.
Welcome back to the Ndalama Insights Radio Show. For those that are just joining us, we are discussing an interesting topic, the secret behind moving from just dreaming about being an entrepreneur to actually becoming one. Mokonki, I've always thought of becoming an entrepreneur one day. We do try here and there. But what is the secret behind moving from just dreaming about being an entrepreneur to actually becoming one?
Okay. So one secret, I think something that worked for me was actually looking at your salary. And I'm going to be very blunt about this. You know, look at how much you get paid and every month and divide that by the number of days to get your daily, you know, wage. And then go further and divide that by the number of hours in a day and go and get the hourly rate. You're going to discover that you're probably working for 20 kwacha per hour. And this is something you can actually make. Even if you are just doing almost nothing, you can make 20 kwacha every hour, I think. So for me, I'm sorry, Leslie, I really have to be blunt. I think for something that worked for me was I had to go back to this number. What am I making? Let me divide this by 30 days. So I got the number. And then I went further, divided it by the number of hours. I realized, I know people say entrepreneurship is hard, but I think work is also hard. And if I'm going to be making this per day or per hour, I might as well just, you know, jump in. It won't make any difference. So I think one thing for most of us, I think one thing is, especially if you're not being appreciated where you're working, calculate the value of your time. Time is very valuable. When you do come at that number and realize that actually what you put in is worth much more than you're getting right now, I don't see why you won't succeed. So calculate this. Get a pen right now.
Pen and paper.
And do it. And you're going to see, for me, I think this is a secret that really worked. And immediately I had no thoughts, I had no doubts. I had to just jump in and start doing my thing, because it made no difference at all whether I was employed or whether I was actually running my own business. The numbers actually added up almost to the same thing. The other secret really is discipline. When you start out a business, it's not easy. But you have to be disciplined. Why it's harder than being employed is because employment is guaranteed, and as long as you're doing your bits, instructions are given to you, you follow the instructions, you get paid. With entrepreneurship, you have to get the ideas, create the ideas, implement them, and then you're going to get paid. So it requires a lot of discipline from you. You have to take your job seriously. It's not a hobby, so you have to be very, unless it is a hobby, which is a hobby is simply, you know, some activity that you do that you fund. A business is something that you are doing that you need to make money out of. So unless it's a hobby, then probably you can, you know, be relax and do whatever. But if it's a business, you have to be really disciplined and wake up at 8 and knock off at 17 and just follow the basic rules as you were employed, and you're going to see that you're definitely going to start succeeding. So for me, I think these are the secrets.
So the secrets. Now, entrepreneurship is all about achieving your goals and success. In this case, what are some of the qualities of great entrepreneurs, though?
So other than discipline, you see that great entrepreneurs are actually very persistent. Persistence, because there are so many challenges or obstacles that are going to come your way when you're on the path to entrepreneurship. And if you're not persistent, you're definitely not going to make it. I don't think there's one entrepreneur who started a business and everything was smooth all the way until they succeeded. There's always challenges. One challenge that you're definitely going to face is a difficult economic environment. But you have to know how to manage through that period, because, as I've said again, difficult economic periods are not here to stay. They are normally just a phase and they are going to soon pass away. So if you are persistent, you're definitely going to go through that phase. Another thing that needs your persistence is when you are in business, you want to to work, you want to attract customers, you want to work with different companies, you want to work with different suppliers. Some of them may not like you, and that's not really your fault. So you still also have to be persistent and search out for those that really like what you're doing so that you can realize your dream. The other thing is great entrepreneurs are really very decisive. Once they think through, they make a decision and they implement that decision, and they don't just sit back wondering, should I go on, should I not go on? They're very decisive and action-oriented. So if you have those qualities, I think, jump.
I'm still calculating my daily rate. I know, what a wonderful discussion we've had today, though. What are your final words for listeners out there who want to become entrepreneurs?
So for those that have always, I want to do this, I want to do, but I don't know, I think the best way to know is actually to just do it, which is why I always like the Nike saying. I wish I coined this saying, just do it, because you will never know until you try. So no matter how many Ndalama Insights radio programs we run, there's never going to be a day when you're going to say, now I'm ready, I can start. I think you just have to start, and then you learn along the way. And until you start figuring it out, if you look at our economy, really, or the continent we are in, it's very challenging to be an entrepreneur in Africa. And which is why I go back to JK also. If you can make it in Zambia, you can make it anywhere, and that is really true. But you have to get started. Challenges are going to be there, but you have to do something. Can I say something before we close?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Okay, good. So the effective budgeting workshop is on this month end. We've started our field work and advertising. We were supposed to hold it last month, month end of September, but we had to postpone it for two reasons, because of the budget, as well as the trainer from South Africa, Nelisa Jojo. So she's in the country this month end. So we are going to have the effective budgeting workshop this month end. And I think it neatly falls in line, because having listened to the national budget, we now know what economic factors are going to affect a company's budgeting processes. So this makes the budgeting workshop very effective. For those that want to get more information about our effective budgeting workshop, which is going to be at the Radisson Blue, it's 2 days. It's going to be, I think, 30 and 31st October. You can contact me on 0977-445604. That's 0977-445604. So you have to start 2020 on a good note, and it starts by having an effective budget.
Very, very important indeed. All right, listeners, we've come to the end of the show. Thank you so much for tuning into the program. Do join us for the next topic, How Can Your Business Survive Tough Economic Times, on Wednesday at 17:30 hours. And don't forget to join Insight Partners Africa Facebook page and the Ndalama Insights Radio Network. Good morning, Kumkonke. Thank you for coming through. That's right. This has been the Ndalama Insights Radio Show. Good morning.
That was your favorite radio show, Ndalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. If you missed anything, visit www.insightpartnersafrica.com for recorded episodes, and join the Ndalama Insights Facebook page for upcoming topics. For comments and questions, WhatsApp 0977-445-604, or visit our offices at 6054 Sibweni Road, North Mid, in Lusaka.